sort of university students and this particular group of pensioners were demanding repeal of the law. So then a protest started in a technical university in Managua, and they very, very rapidly spread to other state universities and cities all around the country. And so what started as peaceful protests around the Social Security law kind of tipped over into violence. Certainly the riot police moved in, where they were used tear gas, they used rubber bullets, and they started firing live ammunition. And then the minority of the protests had Molotov cocktails and mortars. A lot of people were killed as a result of this police violence, which... we're really, really struggling to understand what on earth was going on there, because the Nicaraguan police, as I mentioned before, had a very good generally had a very good reputation for community relations, for being kind of close to people. Though, I mean, there had been some accusations of some repression against some particular anti-canal protesters and against students, but at no point had it ever tipped over into this level of violence before. So, we're all struggling to understand quite why on earth that happened, and certainly it's deplorable, it's reprehensible, etc. According to the latest figures we've seen, certainly over 40 people have lost their lives. They're mostly students, but there are also some Sandinista activists. A journalist was killed in Bluefields. Two police were killed. And hundreds have been injured. Beyond that, there was the destruction of Social Security offices, some police stations, local government buildings, university buildings, Sandinista party offices, medical supply stores, Ministry of Health. But I think then all that kind of spilled over into kind of chaos, which just became kind of opportunistic looting of shops and vehicles. So that all happened over a period of 4 days.